Perek Zion Mishnah Beis. Today we're going to have a bonus share and go over the Mishnah just a bit slower, expounding on each of the 39 Malachos. So looking at the introduction, in the Kahati, they bring down that, like we had mentioned earlier, that where do the 39 Malachos come from? So because the Parsha of Shabbos in the Torah is written next to the Parsha of the Malachas HaMishkan, the works that were done in the Mishkan, so the Chachamim learned out a hekesh, a juxtaposition, that whatever work was done in the Mishkan, it would be those types of actions that would be prohibited on Shabbos. So just like they, they were building the Mishkan, so we learn out there's a Malacha of Bona. They were dyeing the wool, so we know there's a Malacha of, Tzoveya, of coloring. So that's how we learn now, whatever malacha was done in the Mishkan, those acts are prohibited to do on Shabbos. And those are the, you said there are primary, there are avos malachos, then there are toldos, there are derivatives, secondary malachos, and the idea is that they're just similar to what the av is. So, for example, if a person were to, harvest his tevua, so that would be an av malacha of kotzer, of harvesting. But then if you were to, gather the fruit or pick flowers or pick mushrooms and stuff like that, those are all toldos, those are all derivatives, those are all secondaries. So if a person did the av, he harvested wheat, and then he did the tolda, he, harvested, mushrooms, he did it together. So even though it's two separate sins, an av and a tolda, since he did it together, it's only, he's only chayav one carbon chatas, because they're connected. So we have like this. Avos malachos arbam chaser achas. There are 40 malachos minus one, which is 39. And we use that lashon because that's the lashon that's used in Masechta Makos when we discuss a person that gets flogged, that gets whipped with malchus. It's 40 minus one, it's 39. So that's why we use that lashon over here. Why over there it's used, you have to look over there in the Mefarshim. We're not going to expand upon that now. Okay, the first malacha, hazoreya, one who plants, says the kahati included in this malacha is notea, planting. Mavrich is when you bend a vine, into the ground in order to create like a second tree from that vine. So imagine you have like this plant growing out of the ground. You take it, you bend it over, and then it'll grow another plant. Or markiv, you graft, you do grafting, or chotech anafim, you cut branches off of a tree in order that it should grow nicer, you prune it, or if you pour water on top of seeds. So those are all going to be toldos of planting. So the principle of the av would be zareya, planting a seed in the ground. And then the derivatives, the toldos, would be notea, general planting, mavrich, the bending the vine in the ground, mark of the grafting, or pruning, or pouring water over seeds. Those are all derivatives of the general rule of Zoraya planting. Choresh, plowing. And the Mishnah says over here, the Kahati explains that why is plowing after planting? Normally, you plow, and then you plant. You don't plant, plow. So it's kind of to tell you that, let's say someone had a hard piece of ground. So Vaharshi plowed it, Vizar, then he planted it. And then he plowed it again. So here you have plowing coming after the planting, because you did a plow, then you planted, and because the ground was so hard, you plowed again. So even the second plowing is also deemed regular plowing, and you're chayav on it. That's the chiddush of putting choresh after zoreya. Now, what is a derivative? What's a tolda of choresh? So plowing is a general av, but if you just dig a hole in the ground, or you drag your bench across a field, or if there's holes in your ground, then you fill it up with dirt. So those will all be derivatives of plowing. Hakotzer, harvesting, and included in harvesting would be gathering grapes. So it's not just wheat, it's also gathering grapes, gathering dates, gathering olives, gathering figs, or uprooting something from where it grows. Anything like that would be a tolda, a derivative of the general principle of harvesting. Hama'amer, one who does bundles, he gathers stalks into bundles, or he takes a bunch of bundles and he adds them up to make it into a giant heap. So that is me'amer. And the derivative is the told of Ma'amer is one who gathers fruit or he gathers wood in one spot in order to make a bundle, or he takes figs and he punctures a hole in them, and then he strings them onto a string. That's also a source of bundling. Those would all be derivatives told us of Ma'amer, the general principle of bundling. Hadash, one who threshes, so he hits the stalks. In order that the seeds pop out from the stalks. So that's threshing. And a tolda of threshing would be if you're removing beans from a shaft, from a dry shaft. That's an example of a tolda of threshing. Hazore, winnowing. If you throw up your wheat into the air with a pitchfork in order to remove the shaft. Or they don't bring any examples of the toldas here. Some they do bring examples, some they don't. Moving right along. Habora, one who selects, he removes the psolas, he removes the waste from the good, the bad from the good, he removes rocks and dirt from food that he has. Or hatochen, one who grinds, the gagari tavua, the wheat seeds, and he makes it into flour. And then here, toldav tochen would be one who grinds up coffee beans, or one who chops up a piece of wood into little splinters to use it as toothpicks. So those are all derivatives of token of grinding. The hamarakid, one who sifts. He sifts flour in order to get the bran or the coarse bran out from the flour. That is mirakid. The halash, one who kneads. He kneads his dough. It's another halacha. Ha'ofa, one who bakes. And they bring down over here that in the Mishkan, there was no baking. They never baked in the Mishkan. Because the only time you bake is with bread, and you pass the hoist of the Rushalam Echas Mishkan, you didn't need bread to build the Mishkan. There was bread in the Mishkan, there was lechem upon him, but it wasn't needed in the building of the Mishkan. So where does Ofer, the malach of building, come from? So it's learned that there was cooking, there was bishul in the Mishkan. They used to cook up the dyes in order to have different colors to paint the tapestries. So they compared the cooking to baking. That's how we have the malacha of baking. Anyone that, baking, but even cooking. If you're going to, you have a pot and you cover up the lid, or you stir it with your spoon, those are all going to be prohibitions of bishul, of cooking. So until now, we just mentioned 11 malachos that are all relevant to preparation of food. And those were all done in the Mishkan in the preparation of creating the dyes that they would use to dye the tapestries there. Now we're going to go on to the next segment. There'll be 13 malachos that all have to do with preparing for clothing, like they would use to actually create the curtains that they had in the Mishkan. So now we'll go into a new category of things that are done in preparation for clothing. Hagozis es hatzemer, one who shears wool. And included in this malacha is one who plucks out feathers from either a goat or from a bird, or he just rips out hair from his body. Those will all be a total derivative of gozis, of shearing wool. Hamalabno, one who, libon, as he cleans out, he washes the wool in order to make it nice and white. And a tolda of Liban would be one who washes his clothing in water, or one who soaks his clothing. He has a wet garment and he squeezes out all the water to make it dry and cleans it out. Or one who soaks his dirty clothing in water. So that would be a derivative of Liban, of cleaning. Hamenapto, one who combs out the wool with a comb in order to separate the hairs from these when they're cleaning up the wool. And including in this malacha would be one who combs flax, or one who is menapets siv or gemi, also different types of combing done on wool or linen. These would all be derivatives of menapso, of combing out the wool to make it fine. Hatsova, one who dyes wool, he dyes wool. Hatova, one who does spinning, he spins the wool. Osachutim mitamar mipishim, he takes wool from either, he takes material from wool or from linen or from cotton, and he spins it. Hamesich, one who stretches the strings of the shesi. Shesi is like the loom. Pekisi harigim mikobed ayan lekobed tachton. He stretches it from the upper part of the loom to the lower part of the loom. That's mesich. He stretches. Ha'osa shnei batinirin. One who makes shnei batinirin. So he makes two sha'asa otik, and he either makes or fixes shnei tabaos, two rings. O shnei lulaos, or two hooks. Shvehen machnis b'chal tabas lula chut shasi echa. That with each ring, or with each hook, they would put in one string from this shesi, from this loom. So also another part of the preparation for clothing, another malacha with preparation to the clothing. V'ha'orig shnei chutin, or one who weaves two strings. Hamachnas chuti ha'orig b'shasi. He takes these strings and he puts it into this loom. And a tolda of orig, of weaving, would be klias chutin, one who braids strings, or one who makes a reshet, a net, for windows, for like a screen. That would be a derivative of orig, of weaving. V'hapotzea shnei chutin, one who separates two strings. Hamaser chuti ya'arev, he removes the strings from this are, from this loom, me'al ha'shesi, from one part, from the other part, and he separates them. That's potzea shnei chutin, he separates the strings. Hakosher, one who ties a knot. Hamater, one who unties a knot. And the Gemara explains that these two malachos, Shishtei malachos halalo chayu mishkan, they were both done in the mishkan, betzid ha-chalazon, when they were capturing the chalazon fish in order to extract its like bluish greenish dye for the tapestry. And when they would capture it, sometimes they had to take strings and make a net out of it. And then they would have to tie or untie this net. So it really goes hand in hand. The tying is one malacha. The matir, the untying, is another malacha. And then making this net, this ariga, weaving, would be another malacha, three transgressions that one would do if he did it all together. Ve'hatofer shtei tefiros, one who stitches two stitches. And the Gemara explains that after one would shalacha shetofer asa kesher, after he stitched, he would make a knot. Because if he didn't make a knot, he's not chayim, because the stitch doesn't last. If you just do two stitches and they don't stick, there's no malacha, because it's not going to stick together. So whenever you do two stitches, you also have to make a knot. Comes out that one would transgress two sins. Making the two stitches, hatover shei tefiros, and kosher tying a knot. Hakorea, one who rips, al manas litzpor, on condition to stitch, shtei tefiros, two tefiros. So here, he's being mekalkel amanas ataki, and he's breaking in order to fix. Meaning, if you just rip something stam, then you're not chayav a karban chatas. But if you ripped it, a korea, amanas litbar, shtei tefiros, on condition to stow these two stitches, then he is doing a malacha, and he would be chayav on Shabbos. Now we move along to a new segment of malachos that were all done for the Ibra Ar, for working the leather. They would do this in the Mishkan. They did this to Vasius Arus Techashim, to make the leather of the Tachash. So it was a certain type of leather that they had in the Mishkan, and we're going to learn from here different types of malachos that have to do with writing on leather on Shabbos. So Hatzad Tzvi, one who captures a deer because he wants to use, or really any kind of animal, he wants to use its skin for writing. Capturing is a prohibition on Shabbos. Hashochto, if he shechts it. Hamafshito, if he skins it. Hamolcho, if he salts it. Hamaabedis oro, if he maabedis, he puts like this lime on it to salt it. And the Gemara asks that malicha, salting, and maabed, putting the lime on it, is really like the same thing. And therefore, the Gemara answers that really malicha and ma'abed is really one malacha. And in order to fulfill this, the missing halacha, they add in the malacha of misartato, which is to scrape the leather. Okay. Hamochko, to erase. One who wants to megaris the saros, ha'ar, if he wants to rip out the hairs, machliko, make it nice and smooth, in order to make a cloth, make a parchment, or for some kind of other, usage for this cloth. That's mochko, he erases. In this case, he removes the hair from the leather. Or if you erase a letter, meaning here you're erasing, you're removing the hair from the leather to make a parchment, but erasing could also be, if you take an eraser and you erase some words on a piece of paper. Hamachatcho, one who cuts, he cuts straps, he cuts the ritzuos in order to use the leather for something. So cutting is a problem. Hakosev, shtei osios, one who writes two letters, because in the Mishkan, what they used to do is they would have two beams, and on one they would write, you know, A, and the other one they'd write B, and you know how to, you know, match one with the other. So if someone's writing on Shabbos, he has to write two letters in order to be to transgress a sin on Shabbos. Or Hamochik Amanas Lichtov Shtei Osios, one who not just writes two letters, but if he erases, not just plain erases, but he erases on condition to write two letters. Because erasing alone is, excuse me, you'd be putter. But erasing on condition to write two letters, then you're doing a positive action and you're chayav. So earlier we also had a mochko erasing. So really that's referring to pulling out the hairs, megaris and saros, removing the hairs from the leather and smoothing it out in order to make a nice parchment. So that would be that case of mochko, of erasing. Now we're discussing a different type of erasing, where you're erasing letters. If you're just erasing letters, it's just destruction, and you're not chayav achatas. But if you erase the letters in order to write new letters, then if it's two letters that you wrote, you would be chayav a carbon chatas. Habona, one who builds. Hasoser, one who destructs. Hamachaba, one who extinguishes a fire. Hamaver, one who lights a fire. And they bring down over here that there are those that hold she'en chayev and besoser by destruction. El da'afke musoser amanas liv. Those only if you destruct in order to build. The same kind of idea. Or extinguishing. That mechaba da'afke amanas lahaver, only extinguishing on condition to light a fire. Or amanas la, or to make a coal. But if you just did the destruction, or you just did the extinguishing, you're not chayev because it's just a destructive act. You have to do a destruction in order to build, or to extinguish in order to light a fire. So some hold that it goes hand in hand, and others hold that no, the acts themselves are malachos. Hamake v'patish, one who hammers with a hammer, meaning he's putting on the finishing touches on his handiwork. So if he's make v'patish, then he puts on the last touches also a prohibition on Shabbos. And then finally, Hamotzi Mirushus L'Rushus, one who carries from one domain to another. Hari Elu Avas Melachos Arbam Chaser Achas. Here are your 39 Melachos.